Hi, it is Coquettish Brat, and I'm about to answer all the questions that I got submitted from my AMA to celebrate 1,000 followers. And since this is 5 days late, because I was supposed to record it on the last day of September, then post it the next day, but I've been sick and I've had work. Just, it's been crazy. My schedule is all over the place. It's basically been condensed to nothing but work, sleep, maybe eat, and then being sick. Because I work from home, so at least I have that luxury. But it's been hectic. I've been able to work on a new script once in like the last week. And I hate it because I have these ideas and I want to work on them. I don't have the time right now, but things are finally slowing down and I can finally get back to what I really enjoy doing on here. So I'm excited. That being said, I've never done anything like this. So I don't have like a script to follow, you know? I don't know what to say for this. I got over 50 responses on my little submission link, and I was expecting maybe like 20 at the most. And some people put multiple questions in each one, so I have quite a few to get through, but some of them were repeated questions, so I got asked multiple times certain ones, which I was surprised by that because I talk a lot about music and I talk a lot about movies and I got a lot of questions about that. And I was just, I don't know what I was expecting, but I wasn't expecting like those type of questions. But I love it because unfortunately for everyone listening, I can go on for hours about music and movies. You've opened a door and let's see if it gets closed. I'm still a little sick. I don't know if you can hear it, but my voice is raspier than usual, which I want to bring up. I have to pull it up. On my latest audio, I got a comment that said, "You tag all your audios as raspy. Personally, I think you have a beautiful voice and you're not raspier than any other PTA performer. I hope it's not something you're sensitive about." I wanted to address that because I've gotten questions about that before, and when I started putting raspy, it was just me, like, my voice is especially raspy today, so take that in advance, you know, it may not be as good as usual, because how my voice sounds was a huge insecurity for me, and I'm having a brain fart. This is starting off so great. Oh my gosh, it's great. when I first started posting raspy, it was just as like a, when I was still, you know, insecure. But then I started using it on all of my audios, not because it's an insecurity, because I've grown to like my voice, which is insane because I hated it with a burning passion before. But I like my voice now. So it's not an insecurity anymore. It used to be, but I put raspy in all of my audios because I've started getting like messages and comments of like, "Oh, it says raspy, it must be a Coquettish Brat audio," and that makes me smile, that makes me happy, because I don't know, it's like my main indicator that it's one of my audios outside of my username, obviously. And the fact that I get messages and comments talking about that, it just, I don't know, it makes me happy, because it used to be one of the biggest insecurities I had about my voice. And now people, you know, are like, "Oh, that means it's, you know, a CB audio." And so that makes me happy. So I just wanted to address that because I didn't get a question like that in my responses. But I did see that and I wanted to talk about it because it's, I don't know, I feel like it's an insight into why I put raspy and everything. It's just, it's like my calling card now, and I embrace it. Now I'm gonna start going with the actual questions I received. I don't know how long this is gonna go for, and I'm gonna try and figure out how to do like a time stamp post. I don't know if I can. So if I can't, I'm sorry. I am answering every question but two, or no, every question but one, because one of them was just a promotion, like that someone said, hey, can you check this out and, you know, give me your feedback. I don't know, that wasn't, it felt weird. So I'm not including that, but I have included every single question in some variation. So if I don't answer every single one, it's because some people ask very similar questions. So I will indicate whether or not I got multiple responses on this, so you know that I am answering. I don't know why I'm having to like explain myself. It's my AMA, but I don't know. I want to be transparent with this, because this is out of my comfort zone, but it's also like something I'm excited about, because I haven't looked at every single question. Well, I have, but I wrote down every single one on a Word document just to make sure everything goes and I'm not answering repeat questions, but I haven't answered them except a few that needed a bit more explanation. So I'm nervous about this. I don't know if you can hear it, but I am. Okay, so let's do this. Because I've been talking for 6 minutes now and I haven't answered a single question. So let's go. First question. I got three people asked me this. What is my favorite color? My favorite color is purple and dark green. I actually just got green in my hair, which I showed by changing my profile avatar on here. So that's the kind of green that's my favorite green. And with purple, I love like, I've lost the ability to speak. I love dark purple as well. I like dark colors. What is my favorite song? My favorite song is Dream a Little Dream by Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. I've mentioned my love of jazz before in other audios, though I don't know if I've mentioned it as myself, but I love jazz, and that is my favorite song. I listen to it every morning, and I listen to it, like, almost every night. It makes me happy, and I, of course, sing along to it obnoxiously. What's some advice you can give to people who are lonely? That question kind of, like, caught me off guard when I first was, you know, looking at it. So, first of all, I'm not the best person to ask, because I, too, am quite lonely. But right now, I'm trying to be content with my own company. I don't like being alone with myself, and I want to change that. Because for me, loneliness gets so much worse when I just get stuck in my head. And then, like, things get uncomfortably quiet. I would also suggest investing in a good pillow, because they're nice to hug. I don't know if that makes me sound pathetic, but I'm lonely as well, and I'm working through that. I don't know how to give advice, but, just, both, you know, on my own, and even if I'm in a relationship or if I'm not in a relationship, I know it's hard to just feel lonely. And I wish that anyone who experiences loneliness in whatever form, I hope you find something that helps, because I know how challenging it could be. It's like a heavy weight sometimes, and I get that. And I wish I had better advice, but I'm working through it as well, so I don't know. I'm sorry. Okay, this was a question I had to keep myself from really typing out my answer, because I want it to be very genuine and on the spot. So I got asked, what social stigma do you think society needs to get rid of? Now, I could go on for hours. I'm not joking, hours, about topics that are heavily stigmatized. I am a huge advocate of human rights and just a lot of issues as well. I'm very passionate, I'll say that. So speaking from experience regarding the negativity of it, I'd say health issues in general. Like, there are disorders like schizophrenia, bipolar, dissociative identity disorder, personality disorders, and they're all heavily stigmatized. And then people take these issues and use them to villainize characters in media, and without any other understanding of it beforehand, people think that those who do have these problems are just evil or can never be trusted. And it's awful, because, you know, you see it a lot in movies. Like, you've seen either Split, which uses DID to villainize a character. And I feel like that's wrong because I've come across people talking about it who do have DID. And it's harmful because some people use it as, like, a way to explain what it is. And it's so much more complex than that. And it's also not villain. They're not villains. And it's awful. And then you have people who are plus size, who go to the doctor for a mental health issue or an ear infection or just the flu, something that deserves specific attention, and they'll just be told, what are we going to do about your weight? Have you tried losing weight? Like, it places all of their worth on their appearance. And when skinny doesn't even always equal healthy, you know, there are chronic physical health problems that aren't taken seriously because if they don't look like they're dying or they aren't using a walker or they don't just constantly look fatigued and weak and awful at all times, then, good grief, okay. If there isn't a physical, noticeable feature to indicate that they're sick, people will just assume that they're fine. And that's so harmful. I have family members that deal with chronic pain, and they may not always look like it, but inside they are in so much pain, and it isn't always taken seriously when people see them, because they're like, oh, well, you look fine. Like, yeah, I look fine. I have severe anxiety, okay? And there are moments when I look completely fine, but inside I feel like I'm about to crawl out of my skin, and I'm just so on edge. You don't always look it. And then you've got issues like how Black women are more likely to die from pregnancy complications because doctors don't take their problems as seriously. And that is so awful. And then, you know, that just brings up race, which is also another issue that I could talk about for hours. And then I get really upset because people of color deserve so much more than they're getting. I mean, it's all over the news. People keep waiting for it to blow over and go back to normal, but maybe things shouldn't go back to normal. No, they shouldn't. There's no maybe in it. To make a long story short, I say health as a whole shouldn't be stigmatized, but as a whole, you know, you've got issues with race, autism, infertility, because, you know, people need to stop asking when other people are going to have kids. Maybe they don't want to. Maybe they can't. It is none of your business. There's stigmatized problems with sexuality. Oh, that's another one. It makes me so mad to see the biphobia coming from both straight people and people who are part of the LGBTQ community. And they're usually the same people who, like J.K. Rowling, who say trans women and trans men are not real. Like, yeah, they are. Treat people like people. It's not that hard. Why is wanting to be treated like a human so difficult for people to comprehend? Like, it's not... Because of these words and all the everything harmful with it, the stigma, it all has damaging effects, and it can fit in someone's head and bring them to questioning whether or not they deserve to be alive or even happy, which then brings it back to health. This isn't making a long story short. See, I can go on and on. I am a very passionate person, and I'm very empathetic, and I care a lot for people. And I think people shouldn't have to fight for basic human decency. It's so wrong. It's not okay. And it breaks my heart. I've cried so many times just because of the shit I see on the news. And it breaks my heart because people shouldn't have to protest and fight to be treated like human beings. And then I see things on TikTok where people are talking about their experiences with health and how they'll go into a doctor's office and they won't get help because either they are plus size or they don't look like they have a problem, and it's awful and I hate it. I'm gonna stop there because I'm gonna get emotional, and there's a lot that society needs to stop stigmatizing. Like, I'll end it there. I don't know how long I was talking about that, but I can talk about it forever. Some people hate it when I talk about it because I literally cannot find a stopping point. I don't know how to make a long story short with this because there's just more things just pop up in my head, and it's... Okay, moving on. What is your favorite movie? I got asked this a few times, yeah. And my favorite movie is The Shape of Water. I mentioned that in my Come Be Lonely With Me audio. That is my favorite movie. I love Guillermo del Toro. He is spectacular, and The Shape of Water is just complete perfection to me. What is your favorite TV show? This is another question I got asked a lot. And my favorite show is Supernatural. I've seen that show so many times and I love it so much. It makes me happy, and there's really only one bad season to me. Even then, it's not a bad season. It's like a comfort to me whenever I watch it. I just feel like I'm coming home in some sense. And I love the show so much. And I'm obsessed with Dean. I will also say that I also love it because I am obsessed with classic rock music, and it has a wonderful soundtrack. And half the time, if I'm rewatching it, I have to go back and replay a scene because I was so caught up in just singing along to the music. Like when it played Renegade. Oh my gosh, that's one of my favorite moments in the show, just music-wise. Okay, what is your favorite band? Another question I got asked quite a few times. My favorite band is Deftones. I don't know, it used to be something else for a while, but I've realized, especially with, you know, constantly being home, I listen to them so much. Deftones is my favorite band, ever. There's literally nothing else in comparison. It is the best. How much planning goes into the script / idea for an audio? Do you write a full script, or is it more improv? There's a lot that goes into it, actually. I've mentioned I have a hectic schedule currently, but since I'm focusing on my own original content currently, I spend about a week working on a script. I mean, ideally. I haven't been able to do it lately, which I hate because I feel like I'm lacking, but it's fine. I'm still going to be posting. I'm not disappearing. Okay, so I spent about a week working on a script, on and off. I've got a list of so many ideas on my phone, and they're either inspired by a song or just an idea that hits me at 2 a.m. So I spend a week on each script, and even then, I always add improv. I love when there's a natural flow and when I can just add more to it. So if it's like, if I put improv in as one of the tags, it was fully improv. Like, I had maybe a little tiny paragraph of just bullet points of what I wanted to hit. But for, like, 95% of it, it's all improv. But even when I have a script that I've written, it's still, like, 75% script and 25% improv. Sometimes more. It depends on how, you know, good I feel in the moment. Now this was a weird question that I got, but someone asked me, will you say Wyatt in a sexy voice real quick, please? I cannot say names in a sexy way. Like, I can't take it seriously. Like, I don't know. I'm good with like, oh baby, or honey, you know, playfully like that. But I can't, I've never been able to say names without sounding like I have no idea what I'm doing. So, like, the best I can do is Wyatt. And even then, that felt cringy. I'm sorry. I can't do names. I can do pet names, but I can't do, like, I don't know. I've never been able to do that. Maybe one day that'll change. Right now, it's no. Which of your audios took the most time to make, and which one is your favorite? Running Out in the Rain Part 1. It took the longest because I wanted to start making original content about a month before I actually started to do it. And it took the longest because part of me was so convinced that no one was ever going to like any original content that I had. But then I finally did it. And the feedback, oh my gosh, the feedback was way more than I was expecting. Because I was like, this is going to be like maybe a 1-2 time thing. Because no one's going to like it. No one's going to like the original stuff that I have. Because there's nothing special about me. Why would anyone like what I have to say? So it took so long because I sat on this idea for so long. I mean, outside of that, maybe the longest is probably like 2 weeks, just as far as like trying to get it right. Like I know I cannot think of the name of it. There was one of my recent audios that I've been working on a script on and off for about 2 weeks. Just trying to get it right. But outside of that, Running Out in the Rain just took forever because I couldn't convince myself to actually do it. I was so nervous. Because, you know, that one was fully improv, and I had no idea where it was going to go exactly. I just knew I had bullet points. And then it's also my favorite because all I've wanted to do since is just make nothing but original content. And since that one, I've gotten awards on like every single one of the audios I've uploaded since. And it's just, it makes my heart feel just warm, and I just feel happy because I didn't think anyone was gonna like this stuff, and people like this stuff, and it makes me so happy. Like, I wasn't expecting this, and it's definitely inspiring me to just keep going with it and see where I can take it. And it literally, it's all because of how great the process was of playing with this idea and then finally getting in front of a microphone and going all out. And I loved it. And I think that one will always be special to me. I think a close contender, though, would probably be, if you hear clicking, that would be my mouse. I'm looking through my posts. A close second would maybe be, like, script-wise that I haven't done. I really loved, I cannot find it. All I see are just like, okay, I know it's here. It's the one that just kind of changed things for me. It was like, I know it's here. I know it's here. Okay, I can't let you give up. I love you. And that was a change. That was when I was like, these are the type of audios I want to do. I want to do something that's real. And it's just, it feels real. And it, you know, it like plucks at the heartstrings. I love stuff like that. That's a close second. Because that was like when I was like, this is the type of script I want to just keep looking for. And then I was like, no, this is the type of script I want to keep making on my own. Next one is, what are your top 5 favorite bands or artists? I've already mentioned Deftones. So other ones are The Cure, Machine Gun Kelly, I mentioned Ella Fitzgerald, Led Zeppelin, Fleetwood Mac. Who else do I like? I don't know if I have like a top. It depends on who I'm obsessed with lately. Like I've been obsessed with so many people this year, and there's been some that I'm like, oh no, these are new favorites. But then it just depends on what I'm obsessed with. But I feel like Led Zeppelin and Fleetwood Mac have always been top contenders. Always. But yeah, Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong, all I can say is Deftones is number one. What follows, it just depends. It depends on what I'm obsessed with. Does size matter? No. Size does not matter. As far as genitals are concerned, most girls don't even orgasm from penetration. But I know there's a lot of concern about sizing for everything. Like, I have bigger outer lips, and that is an insecurity of mine because literally vaginas only have, like, they have one acceptable appearance. Just like penises are expected to look a certain way. And personally for me, I don't think size or appearance is a huge issue. All that matters is that we both orgasm and we have fun, and it's, you know, there's consent. If both people aren't having fun, literally what's the point? There are other things. There's hands, there's fingers, there's mouths, there's toys. There are so many options, and it shouldn't be limited to the size or appearance of something. And also, on the topic of sizes, body sizes are not a huge thing either. I know people have their preferences, and that's fine, but society sucks because you're led to believe that your value is based on how skinny you are, how buff you are, or whether you have an hourglass figure with big tits and a nice ass to grab. And if you look that way, there's nothing wrong with that. My point is that sizes, there's so many different sizes, and society's main preference should not be, you know, the be-all to end-all. And abs, height, weight, all of it, size shouldn't determine your worth. And I know that from experience that size can mean everything sometimes, and that fucking sucks. I hate it, but to me, no. Size in general, whether it's genitals or weight, height, skin color, I don't care. I don't care whether you have a vagina, a dick, I don't care. Because all I want is someone that makes me happy, it makes me laugh. Appearances don't determine that. Personality and whether you're a good person does. And again, I get that there's preferences. I get that everyone's allowed to have that. That's fine. Everyone is allowed to have that. But just because your preferences don't fit someone else's, it doesn't make it wrong. As long as it's not hurting someone, you know? Do you have a type? I definitely have a preference, but I do not have a type. No one I've dated has looked anything alike. My preference, though, is, like, alternative. Tattoos, piercings, looks a little dead. And, like, you know, they definitely went to Warped Tour. However, I've never dated anyone that looks like that. I've dated jocks, dorky guys, assholes, preppy guys. I don't have a type physically. Like, you know, none of my exes look alike. I have preferences, but it doesn't mean that's the only type I've ever been with. I've never even been with my preference. But I don't have a type. I don't know how to explain it. I don't. Do you have a celebrity crush? Okay. I really like Bill Skarsgård. I love Winston Duke. Winston Duke, I feel like he could just steal my soul and I would be completely fine with it. Machine Gun Kelly. Normally I was like, no, I'm not. Skinny guys are not always like my go-to. But there are some that look like they could literally be just a twig. And there's a few, like Bill Skarsgård. I'd be like, fine, whatever, have me, whatever. Tommy Vex, I don't know as a person if I like him, but physically he's nice. Toby from This Is Us. They're all attractive. And they're just the first ones that came to mind. I haven't had like a full-blown celebrity crush, though, since I was in high school. And back then, it was Andy Bierzak from Black Veil Brides and Louis Tomlinson from One Direction. If that tells you that I'm not consistent with what I'm interested in. Literally two different sides. What made you want to do audios? So, I really love acting. I love it. And I missed it. And I didn't think I'd ever get to act in any way, shape, or form again. And then, while scrolling through Reddit, I think I was on... I don't know what subreddit I was on. Let's see. I know I still follow the subreddit. I'm on my phone now, so I'm checking. Okay. I think I was on Stupid Sluts Club. Maybe. Or. I don't know. I don't know what I was on. I think it was Stupid Sluts Club. And it was, like, recommended to me. And it was GWA first. And then I found Pillow Talk. And it just, the whole concept, it just seemed, I was so interested in this idea of audios, and it just seemed like fun, and I wanted to do something that was fun, and then, you know, I hated my voice with a passion, and I wanted to see if these would help, which it has, and it seemed like fun, and I don't usually like auditory stuff. I'm more of a visual person. So I was really surprised that I was like, oh, these audios are hitting different than anything else. And now I'm like, yes, I prefer audios because audios just hit different. You know, I say like, you know, like people don't, okay. But I love acting. It seemed like fun. And I wanted to like try and find confidence in myself because it was severely, it still is severely lacking. But it's fun. I enjoy it. What are some of your favorite songs? Like, what are you listening to now? I got asked that a few times as well. I'm currently listening to the new album from Deftones and Machine Gun Kelly. But I'm also on, like, a major musical theater binge right now. My neighbors must hate me because at, like, 3 in the morning, I'm just singing along to Rocky Horror, Mamma Mia, Spring Awakening. There's a whole list. I love musical theater. I'm a dork. Let me make that clear. I am a major dork, okay? I don't know what people picture when they hear my audios, but in person, I'm a spaz. I'm like this creature that no one expects. So, I don't... Trust me. If I were to ever sing, if I sing at like 3 in the morning around someone, it means I'm comfortable, and I'm just, that's what I strive for, is just to be comfortable around people, and because I'm just a dork. Okay. Where do you get your inspiration for your audios? If something specifically inspires me, it's music. I love music so much, and I love the way it makes me feel. So music is definitely my number one inspiration. I will also just get inspired by things that I wish would happen to me, you know? Like, I may be creating fantasies for other people, but I'm also creating a fantasy for myself. Don't know if that's healthy, because I feel like it's up there with, like, maladaptive daydreaming. But, you know, it is what it is. It's, you know, we're fine. It's good. How do you record your audios? I use a really shitty microphone that is currently propped up on Windex right now, because it won't stand on its own. But it's hooked to my desktop, and then I edit with Adobe Audition. I also had asked what my recording setup was, so that answers that as well. It's just, it's a computer, it's a shitty microphone, it's Windex, and it's, you know, hopefulness that this won't suck. Is it in one shot or multiple cuts? It takes multiple attempts sometimes, but usually it's all in one go. I don't want it to sound too clean or too edited, because if there's mistakes in it, I think that makes it sound more authentic and just real. So, I'm also a bit of a perfectionist sometimes with the stupidest things. So, if I mess up, I'm literally like, it doesn't matter if it was good up until that point. I will start completely from scratch, because I want it all in one take. I blame that on being in drama as a student, because if it's not good in one go, what's the point? How long does it take to write a script? A week. I've mentioned that. Sometimes I'll work on two at once and then they'll have at least 2 weeks, but for the most part, it's about a week. Although right now I've been working on one for like 2 weeks again, maybe a little over that, because I just haven't had the time to fully work on it. What is your ideal weekend like? Well, since it is officially fall, which is my favorite season, my ideal weekend is filled with reading, enjoying the leaves changing colors. That's one of my favorite things, is just watching the leaves change colors. I know it's silly, but I love it. I love watching horror movies, just, you know, curled up and cozy. I like relaxing weekends. And if I had a fireplace, I'd probably curl up in front of it. I don't have friends in real life for the most part. Like, I have friends, but I don't have, like, people that I hang out with because, you know, pandemic, that's fun. So if I, you know, I spend most of my weekends just either being super productive or just relaxing. And right now I just want to relax because things are intense, you know? What shows / movies are you watching right now? Oh gosh, my dorky side's about to come out, and I apologize. It's either going to be really cute and like, oh, that's quirky, or it's going to be, oh, she's insane. Okay, so I've been watching Anastasia and Bartok the Magnificent on like a loop every single night. Also, I can watch Bartok, the little albino bat, and I'll just quote him, you know, like, Anastasia, sir, just wishing I could do the job for you, sir. I give her a ha, and a hey-ya, and a woo-ha, and then I kick her, sir. Sir, is this the face of a bat who would lie to you? You can't see it, but I just did a cheesy smile. Also, my attempt at that accent is awful. Please don't judge me too hard. I love the character. He makes me happy. I'm not joking. I watch it every night now, just especially Anastasia, and I'll sing along to the music, and I'll quote Bartok, because he's just the cutest little thing ever, and I love him. Okay. I've also been rewatching Schitt's Creek and the Harley Quinn animated series, which I really enjoy. I'm currently on a rewatch thing. I'm working my way through like the Friday the 13th series again, and I'm probably gonna do Nightmare on Elm Street next. I'm seeking comfort and things that make me feel happy. So, cats or dogs? Bats. No, I like both. I literally can't pick. I want both so bad. Can I have both? Please don't make me choose. I want both, please. What's your go-to drink at a bar? I don't drink alcohol, so I'd probably just settle with Coke or Dr. Pepper. I haven't been to a bar in years, though, so I probably wouldn't go, because that just sounds like work. I'd rather go do something else than go to a bar. I don't think I've had, like, a fun time at a bar. But I don't drink. Again, like, I've mentioned in my audios, that was, like, one of the things I pulled for myself. I don't drink. Am I an alcoholic? No, I've seen a lot of shit with alcohol, so I don't care if other people drink around me. I'm just personally, I'm not in it. What is the strangest ice cream you've ever had? I had a wedding cake flavored one once before. Wait, that might have been a snow cone. Yeah, that was a snow cone. I had maple flavored ice cream, and that was really weird because it didn't taste like maple. It just tasted very artificial and was like pure sugar, which I get hyper easily. So something that's like pure sugar is not great for me. I mean, I'll still take it, but it's not good for me. How much do you draw on your own life when doing improv audios? A decent amount. I feel like there's some things that people are like, oh, this feels really real. So it must be like from experience. There's some things that I'm either just really good at acting for or some that I do take from experience. So I'll take some things, but then I'll twist them so they aren't too accurate because some of them are too on the nose, you know, like too weirdly accurate. So I'll just do a little spinny spin and twist it up. And then when doing improv, especially improv that feels natural, you know, going based on experiences or personal wants, it's like an instinct and it just works for some reason. So yeah. Any movie recommendations? I always have movie recommendations. Let me think. Okay. The Artist. It's this silent movie from 2011, and it won Best Picture. It really takes, like, all these beautiful and interesting elements from silent films and tells a beautiful story about the industry, but it also shows how problematic the industry can be. But come on, we know the movie industry is problematic. If you don't, I wish I didn't know. Another great movie is The Monster. It's an underrated horror movie from A24. Black Klansman is great. Predestination, Jojo Rabbit, Dead Poets Society, Hard Candy, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. There are so many great movies. Oh, also, waiting. If you've worked in the service industry, it is hilarious. I definitely recommend Waiting. It is funny as hell. 5 qualities for your ideal partner. Make me laugh, please. I'm an emotional person, so making me laugh is, like, a big one. Also, I like nice arms. Not, like, buff specifically, but just arms that are great when cuddling or just make me feel safe. Preferably, I would like it if they weren't abusive. Goofy. I love dorky guys. They're the best. And that's, like... I don't care what you look like, just be a dork, make me laugh, that's what I want. And someone who's understanding, because, I'm not gonna get into that, that's just, yeah. Okay. All your spontaneous, unscripted audios are so amazing, where do you get the ideas for them? Whenever I do fully improv audios, it's based on, like, a paragraph of what I've written down, but if I do improv in something scripted, it's just me being comfortable with the story and just trying to make it, you know, even more my own and more organic, I guess. But with fully improv audios, I honestly don't know. I'm stuttering. That's great. I've mentioned I was in drama growing up and musical theater, all that fun stuff. So it's just something that I just like to do, and I was basically taught that if I do improv, I have to be literally, like, always, like, one step ahead of everything, so that was a whole thing. I don't know, I feel comfortable with improv. I like it. It just, some of the ideas literally come from nowhere, some of them come from other ideas, or just music. There's just, I don't know, I'm not explaining this well. Why don't you create a YouTube channel and upload your audios? I also got asked if I ever thought of posting on YouTube because my Safe for Work audios would do really well there. So yeah, I got quite a few of those. And short answer, that sounds like a lot of work for right now. Maybe in the future, but I'm happy with just posting on here for now. My schedule is very hectic at the moment, and adding a YouTube channel, that just sounds like unnecessary chaos that I really don't need in my life. But maybe someday. Okay, this question. Your audios have been quite heavy lately. Are you okay? Okay, first of all, I want to say that it really means a lot that people, you know, they hear pain and they don't know if it's real or not. And they, you know, they ask, you know, are you okay? So I got a lot of people asking, hey, are you okay? Things have been a little intense in your audios, or just things feel too real. And just the fact that people are concerned, that makes me, I don't know, makes me feel like I'm being seen as a person. So short answer, no. But have my audios been that heavy? I mean, since returning, I've made like 6 audios. And, you know, half of them have been intense. Okay, so something to know about me, I'm a dramatic person. Well, not dramatic, I'm an emotional person. I feel a lot of things, and I love acting, as stated before. So, especially, I love dramatic roles, and I'm quite good at playing sad characters. However, if I'm being asked if I'm okay based off the "you're so much better" audio, that one was incredibly personal. I have slightly touched on this before in other audios, but I was in an abusive relationship. And I really hope this doesn't make me cry, because this is like being, this is a lot, okay? So try and bear with me. It was a few years ago, but it still really affects me. And the weekend, it was the weekend I posted it, or the weekend before I posted it, I don't remember. I don't know what time is anymore. My head, whichever weekend it was, my head decided to relive all of the trauma I have from that relationship. So, like, everything he said to me, everything he did to me, it was just on a loop, and I was not prepared for it. So, it felt like I was reliving that entire relationship, and there was a lot of crying, there was a lot of, there was a lot of brokenness in me, because it felt like it literally just happened a day ago. That's how heavy it felt in my head. So I wrote that script as a way to process what he had put me through. So the entire painful confession was all based on what I went through, and that's probably the most honest I'll ever be in an audio, because most of that was not acting. And most of the stuff that I mentioned, I still experience it. He broke me. And I haven't been the same since. You know, abusive relationships are, they're a lot. And they leave a lot of trauma and a lot of issues that are hard to just wake up and be like, okay, I'm better. So, reliving everything in perfect detail kind of fucked me up. Usually most, if not all, audios that I create are emotional in some way, and that's usually just me wanting to really act and make something real and, you know, well, emotional. But that audio, that was all of the pain that I was experiencing. And I had quite a few people ask me if I was doing alright because of how real or heavy my audios felt to them, and usually I'm okay for the most part, but with that one, No, I was not okay. And that was me coping with it in a healthy way. I'm doing better now, though. I'm still struggling because it still feels like it just happened. But I also want to say that at the time when it was happening, I was working on a different, much more lighthearted audio, which is the one I'm still trying to finish the script for. But then my brain did that, so it was put on hold. I'm hoping to post a new audio over the, in, you know, this weekend maybe. I'm hoping Monday, hopefully, just sometime soon. Depends on the schedule, but that audio, that was all real. Only I don't have someone I can go to that's like that. That was me clinging to this idea that someone is going to just be there for me, because I don't have that. it was, you know, acting, but it was also very real. And yeah. Okay. I'm going to go to the next question. Question was based on the Better Than Friends audio. I think that's the You're So Much Better audio. Okay. Seems like this one comes from a personal experience, which I can relate to. As someone who is young, dumb, and reckless, I've made some bad decisions. Having been the person who unknowingly made emotional manipulative decisions, I'm curious what message you would tell the person who affected you in that way. Okay, well, first of all, there's making emotionally manipulative decisions, because everyone can be manipulative, whether it's intentional or not. And that, you know, that can be damaging. I can be manipulative sometimes, and it's, you know, I hold myself accountable. So I like that you're holding yourself accountable. But, you know, manipulative decisions, they can be damaging. But what I went through, that was abuse. That was pure abuse. It wasn't just a few decisions. It was an everyday thing. I don't think I want to tell that person how they affected me, because every time I tried during and after the relationship ended, he would just gaslight the hell out of me and make any emotion that I was experiencing all about him. I hope he's changed, but I was not the only one at the time, so I doubt that he's changed. But if I know that if I were to ever use the word abuse with him, or at least suggest it, he would probably tell me that I'm not remembering it correctly, or that he did nothing wrong. And I don't want to go too much into it, but there are things I want him to know, but geez, okay, I don't know if it's noticeable. My voice is shaking. That's how uncomfortable I am about him. And just imagining talking to him. I'm gonna end it there. I can't finish that question. I'm sorry. They're all really in order. Good grief. Okay, your audios seem personal, emotional. Did something happen to you that's similar to your audios? Outside of the abuse, there are some things that are based on experience. Not all, but some. I don't feel comfortable saying which ones are real, but there is a lot that I've gone through, stuff I'm still healing from. But yes, I've gone through some similar things. Not all. Make that clear. I have not gone through all of the emotional things that I've mentioned in audios, but there have been some. What would be your absolute favorite and absolute least favorite place to go on vacation, but without specifying which is which? How do I do that? One would be at a ski resort or any place covered in snow. The other would be just a road trip anywhere. I feel like I'm doing horribly at this. I don't know how to fully describe without saying which is which, because my tone will give it away. I hope that's an acceptable answer. Do you see yourself continuing to record audios in the future? As long as I'm having fun doing it. You know, I've got other goals in my life. And if it comes to choosing between the two, I'd choose other things over audios, but I love doing this, and I hope I continue, because it's a fun hobby. I like it. I was wondering if you draw upon personal experiences for your improv audios. Sometimes. As I mentioned, I was a theater kid, so I had to learn to do improv realistically, so some things are spontaneous, whereas others are just from experience. It really just depends on how I'm feeling in the moment. Favorite singer? Ella Fitzgerald. I love her. I grew up listening to her. She's my favorite. Describe your ideal partner. Someone that just makes me feel safe being myself. I've mentioned other traits that I'd like, but I just want to know what it's like to feel safe and experience passion at the same time, because I feel like it's either one or the other, and that can make things difficult. What is your height? I am like 5'4". Yeah, I'm 5'4", I think. Yeah, I'm either 5'3 or 5'4". I'm pretty sure it's 5'4", though. Do you have any advice for first-time writers and performers? It's going to be a bit before you find what really is your thing, but practice really does make perfect. It's going to be kind of terrifying posting, especially if you have insecurities about your voice or just whether or not you can make it convincing, or just, you know, you're comfortable enough to, you know, be whatever it is you're posting. But you can feel the moment. Trust me, you can feel it. You can feel the moment you're comfortable. And when you do, it just gets taken over by eagerness to just do more of it. Also, you don't have to record something you're not comfortable with. You have full control over what you post, and you shouldn't forget that. People may have preferences on what they want you to post, but it's your account. It's your time that you're putting in. You have a final say on everything. Can you sing something? I suspect you have a good voice. You know what? I have... Ever since I did that Running Out in the Rain where I was, like, kind of singing at the beginning, but not really, I have gotten messages of, like, you know, hey, can you post yourself singing? Can you sing in one of your audios? And I'm always hesitant. I used to be in choir for most of school, but then I got sick, and my voice just hasn't been as strong since. It used to be a lot better. In fact, growing up, I wanted to be a jazz singer or be in a rock band, but my voice just got kind of weak. Has that stopped me from singing? Absolutely not. I sing along to everything. And, I might regret this. Just, you know, just like the person who asked this is going to regret this, but I don't even know what I would sing. Especially since I'm kind of sick. So it's like, I'm looking at my Spotify right now to sing. Okay, I can sing a snippet of that. Okay, it's not gonna be great, but do I need lyrics? I probably, I'm having to, like, adjust everything. Everything is, like, falling apart. I need lyrics. Okay, so why not? Okay. I hate this. I already regret it. I don't know why I'm so, like, oh no, not that, but okay. I apologize. I apologize for what I'm about to do. I'm gonna back away from the microphone. Okay. Okay. I don't know how to start this. Okay. Unforgettable. That's what you are. Unforgettable. I can't do that note. Though near or far. I don't know. I could just, you know, I could play it off. I could do something else and just deflect from whether or not that sounded good or not. So I could just do, you know, hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. No. Ah, child, where you shake that thing, gonna make you burn, gonna make you sing. I'm gonna end that there. I'm so embarrassed. You know what? Whatever. It is what it is. I'm gonna get, like, messages being like, you thought you did something. Well, you didn't. That was so bad. I just know I'm gonna get so many responses to that. I'm just saying, oh, you're so bad. I'm sick, okay? I tried. My voice hasn't been the same. I hope the person who asked this, they're gonna be like, yeah, I regret asking that now. I regret it fully. I've already done a horrible impression of a bat. And now I'm just, okay. Moving on. Obviously, you don't have to answer. Oh, that's not a good start. What made you disappear for a while? Straight to the fucking point. Okay. Okay. I took 2 breaks this year. The first time, I was struggling a lot with making content on here. I was gone for like 6 months. The other one I was gone for maybe 2 months. The first time I was struggling a lot because I didn't think I had anything good to put out anymore. And during this, I was also posting pictures of myself trying to find confidence because I was, you know, finally like, hey, my voice isn't the worst sound in the world. So let's see what else I can, you know, find comfort in. Not comfort, confidence in. So I was doing like, I posted like boob pictures with like fishnets and thigh pictures. I have big thighs. I was just trying to be like, hey, you know what? I don't look perfect, but I look fucking good. People didn't like that. I'm not a stick, making that clear. And if, you know, you've been following me long enough and you saw the pictures, you know I'm not a stick. Okay? I'm like a size 14. Okay? 16 sometimes, depends on the brand. But I'm, you know, I've got curves. And subreddits that I posted on, I literally was only allowed to post to, like, big girl subreddits. Because anytime I posted on other ones, people would be like, girl, this shit is not it. No one wants to see that. Ew, gross. I'm not joking. I got, and even on, like, ones that were for big girls, it was just, it was awful, okay? So then, when I was posting these, I started actually getting messages from people telling me that they couldn't listen to my audios anymore because they got an idea of how I looked and it basically ruined the fantasy. My appearance ruined their fantasy of me. And I was trying so hard to find confidence in myself and people were just taking it away from me. So when I disappeared that first time, I felt ugly. I felt just hideous. And I thought, no one will want to hear from me because they can just click on my profile and get an idea of how I look. And it was hurting me so much. Like, it got to a point where anytime I got, like, a message from someone or a comment, I was like, oh no, is it going to be negative? Are they going to call me out for how ugly I look? Because I felt like I was being attacked in some way. Because it wasn't stopping. So I took a break to try and focus on myself. And it lasted so much longer than I was expecting it to because I was just trying to find myself and try to, because over the last year, I've been working on my confidence and I was in a good place. I was like, you know, I still want to lose weight. I still want to, you know, get to where I'm comfortable, where my goal is. But it was like, until I reach that goal, I'm not allowed to feel confident at all. And something that I was like, feeling really good about posting, they took it away from me because I ruined their fantasy that they had of me. And that, you know, being told that, you know, your audios are good, it's up there with, like, you know, things that have been told to me, like, you know, you're nice to fuck and all, but for a relationship, no. So it felt like my entire worth was being focused on my weight again rather than the talent that I'm trying to show, because I'm good at acting. I am. But that didn't matter because they caught a glimpse of my thighs. They saw my boobs. They saw, you know, something that wasn't perfect in their eyes. And they reminded me of it constantly. But then I returned and things were good. And then the second break I went through, the second break I was going through a lot. And mentally I did not have it in me. I even tried recording. I even recorded something to state why I'd been gone, and I just broke down crying during it, and I couldn't post it because that felt embarrassing. And then I was trying to record the original version of Running Out in the Rain Part 3, and it was just awful because there was no life in it. It started off decent, and then in the middle you could feel, like, you could sense a shift, and there was no life in me. And So I paused to take care of myself, and I think I came back this time so much stronger than ever. I kind of feel bad that I don't post multiple times a week, but, you know, I'm pushing out original content, and then I work a lot. So I'd rather put out one good audio a week instead of rushing to put out anything like I used to. And I'm still against posting anything that, you know, shows me physically because that I'm in a good place with my audios now and I don't want people messaging me again like, well, fuck you. You may have a nice voice, but you look ugly as shit. I don't need that in my life, so yeah. Maybe one day I will, but Even with my avatar, I'm gonna have a different avatar for each month. Because it's the closest I can get to showing myself. And I have, like, different styles and different things and different aesthetics. And I made a different one for each month. So I'm just doing that. And, you know, again, maybe one day I'll feel comfortable again. But those messages that I used to get, they took away something that I've been working so hard on. And I'm just kind of back to the beginning of trying to find worth in myself. And I hate it so much. Because I know I'm not ugly. But then I catch, like, the most unsatisfying glimpse of myself in a mirror, and I'm like, oh, right, you are ugly. So it's just... That's originally why I disappeared for 6 months. I know it's not exciting, and I know it's probably really stupid. But that's what was going on. Next question, because I'm at an hour now. I'm convinced no one's going to be listening to this at this point. 5 random facts about yourself. I am obsessed with making playlists. I have, like, 2 Spotify accounts that are for different things. And, you know, I love capturing a feeling with them. A really fun fact, my birthday is the same day as my cake day. So that's fun. I'm a Slytherin. I'm not a massive Harry Potter fan, but I do know that's my house. I think I'm at 3 facts now. I basically live in fishnets and Doc Martens. It is the way to live things. And let me tell you, if I'm feeling insecure, fishnets just kind of make me feel like that bitch. And so I live in them. They don't always fix everything, but they are nice. Another fact. I don't know. Am I just that boring? I don't know. That could be my 5th fact. I'm really boring. I don't know. I like having long nails. There, okay. I like having long nails. You know, like, they're fun to, like, they're fun if you want to leave a mark. Yeah, okay. Next question. Are you going to make audios for GWA again? Eventually. I have scripts written out for it, but, like, sexually, I'm having to rediscover myself because that mental thing I went through kind of took a lot out of me, and I haven't been that sexual. Like, I want to record. But I'm also, like, I feel like I'd get super uncomfortable just because mentally I'm not there. But eventually I will. Hopefully sometime this year. Definitely next year. But for now I'm just enjoying wholesome contents on Pillow Talk. Ow. Okay. I almost snorted and I stopped it halfway and it hurt my nose. Okay. What got you into audio RP/voice acting? It definitely wasn't something that I thought I would like, but I always loved voice acting, just not from me, obviously, because I hated my voice. But, you know, there's something special about audios, the way that you don't need something visual to picture, and it was just interesting. And as of now, I would say voice acting is definitely fun, and I like it a lot. This is probably the strangest question I've got. Are you Canadian? No. I'm not Canadian, but I have considered moving there. I have. I don't know, the idea of living in Vancouver just, it's probably way more romanticized in my head, but I don't know why, that just sounds like fun. What is the creation process for one of your audios? It is an up and down process that involves several rewrites and cursing at my desktop. At the root of it though, I want my audios to feel authentic. I could do a fantasy, but I think there's something beautiful about honesty and creating something from a simple idea and letting emotions tell you everything you need to know. Do I sound like I'm talking out of my ass? I'm not, but I probably sound like it. What made you decide to try your hand at making audios here on Reddit? Curiosity, mostly. And now I'm here. I'm at over 1,000 followers, which is awesome. What made you decide on Coquettish Brat as your username? I'm a submissive. Especially a brat. I mean, I'm mostly submissive. I'm a switch, but, like, I'm, like, 90% submissive. And I'm a brat, okay? And I love fun words. If there's any word to describe my sexual behavior, I know I just talked about how I'm not comfortable sexually at the moment, but, like, I am at the same time. I'm good at, like, okay, I'm not, I can't go into details. I'm fine with sexual stuff, just not acting it out currently. Okay. But anyway, my sexual behavior is incredibly playful, and coquettish just fit perfectly. And I'm already a very flirtatious person, so it just came together quite nicely. And I think it works. Coquettish brat. That's, I like the name. What are your kinks and fetishes? I have a hand fetish. Like, I love hands, because hands can do a lot of things. And they're great to look at, you know, when they can do a lot of things. What the, okay. Showing my dorky moment here. As I said that, I literally just, like, snaked my hand up my throat, like, okay, that's a thing. Anyway, I enjoy bondage. I used to really be into DDLG, and I still kind of am, but it's more of a coping mechanism at this point. Like, I'm still a little, but I'm not huge on it being sexual at the moment, and I haven't been for, like, 7 months or so. Although, let me tell you this. If someone... The easiest way to make me melt is just by calling me baby girl. And it's like, that, it's, it doesn't matter if you have, like, a sexual voice or anything. Or an attractive voice. I'm putting quotation marks when I say it. Like, people can fucking see it. But it just, there's something about baby girl. I don't know. Especially if they draw it out. You know. Anyway. I just want to be taken care of. And I want to feel safe, as I've stated before. So, I can say, though, that breath play is probably my top hard limit. It freaks me the fuck out, because with anxiety, I already have a hard time breathing, and I just don't want to feel even more restrictive. Overall, though, I haven't had the chance to properly explore my sexuality. As I stated, I am a switch. I'm, you know, more submissive than dominant, but because there are times I do want to be in control. I've considered taking that, the what is it, like, the kink test, the, like, the BDSM kink test thing. I don't know if, but I want to see literally what my things are in it. You know, I could post it on here. I don't know, would anyone be interested in seeing it fully? What is your perfect movie marathon? I love 90s movie marathons, like Empire Records, 10 Things I Hate About You, Clueless, Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. I also, a couple I love Star Wars marathons. I've always wanted to do a Harry Potter marathon, because I've never watched them all at once, and I don't even think I've seen all the movies. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I haven't seen, like, two or three of them, but I've always wanted to just see what the thing is, especially since on TikTok I see so many people calling out J.K. Rowling, and I want to see what the deal is, and whether or not she really has been this awful this whole time. Honestly, there are so many good combinations. Like, I love movie musical marathons. I could talk about all the different options. Disney is another one I love to watch for a marathon. Disney is, like, my go-to when I just, you know, I want to feel safe and comfy and just relax. What's something that makes you happy? This is the last question, by the way. We're at an hour and 8 minutes, maybe? I'm looking at the little... So one of the things that just makes me happy, especially lately, is when I make a new playlist and then I listen to it after perfecting it so that the flow is great. Even if you listen to it out of order, like, it works on shuffle, but if you just listen to it in order, I want it to feel like an experience, and that satisfaction of finishing a playlist and being content at the end, it is great. I love waking up to rain, because rain, I mean, rain makes me happy. Who would have guessed, running out in the rain? You're gonna be like, duh, we get it. But yeah, I like rain, because I, you know, I start every morning with jazz music, and it just hits different with rain in the background. Music in general just makes me happy. It's, I mean, it's there for me when nothing else is, and usually that's kind of, like, how I am. I turn to music because music makes you feel a different type of way. And music, when life is shit, turn to music. There's always going to be a song that resonates with you, and I love that. Ugh, well, I have worked my way through 52 questions, and I feel like I still can't get over the fact that I fucking sang. I could edit it out, but I don't want to edit this. I just want it to be, like, you know, as is. I can't believe I sang. Oh my god. I don't know. I'm also curious to see what people have to say about the whole why I don't post, like, pictures anymore. Because I don't think a lot of people, I don't think really, there's not many people. I think I've told maybe a couple people on here. But I don't know. I'm also just like, I've basically outed myself as a plus size girl, and I'm not gonna lie, I have a pit in my stomach right now because I don't know if I'm gonna get more comments of like, well, we know you're plus size, we ruin the fantasy, so I'm very anxious about that. But overall, outside of the singing, outside of that, you know, talking about certain things, I'm happy I did this. I'm glad I did. It was fun. And honestly, if everyone makes it through this, which I doubt they will, because I get maybe wanting to listen to an acting thing for like 30 minutes, but this is over an hour long. Who was going to want to listen to me for this long? No one. I don't know. Let me know if you get through the whole thing, because I will be amazed. But to everyone that's followed me, everyone that's shown support with my audios and giving me awards, it just, thank you so much. It's a validation I really didn't know that I needed, and it honestly encourages me to just keep posting, because I feel like I have finally found what makes my audios special, and I just want to keep working on that. And I hope everyone continues to enjoy my audios, because they're special to me, so I hope they're special to everyone else in some way. Or at least there's one special audio. But I'm rambling at this point. But thank you so much for, you know, all the support and submitting questions. I did not think I was going to get this many. And if you have miraculously made it all the way through, I'd say I'll give you a cookie, but I don't really have that option currently. I will say this, though. I will end it with this. If there's any specific content anyone wants to see, not so much see, but hear, let me know in the comments, and I will consider it and see if I can work it into an audio, because, you know, I want to keep posting things that not only I want to post, but I also want to post things that people want to hear. So let me know. And again, just once again, thank you so much. And I hope your ears have finished bleeding after hearing me sing. But thank you. Thank you to everyone. And I am going to be signing off now. I hope I will have an audio up soon. I'm still waiting for my schedule to calm down a bit, but I'm working on a new script. It's going to be up soon, I hope. So there's that. But until then, you have this stupid little audio that but thank you, and I hope everyone has a good morning, or a good evening, or a good day, just in general, whenever you're listening to this. So, bye!